Hey everyone, it's Steve Schramm. Welcome to Faithful Business. I want to talk to you about something that happened to me this past couple days. It's been a really interesting start to this week. And truthfully, it's kind of like, you know, as I was thinking, you know, what on earth am I going to share about this? How can I make this applicable to those who listen? I think I'm just going to kind of tell you what happened and go from there. I do think it has kind of an overarching theme, but we'll see if we get there. So on Sunday, I was mowing the lawn, and man, this is one of those things that I know I should probably give to somebody else because I neglect it, and when I do finally get to it, like, I'm really bad at it anyway, so I probably just should not be doing it. But anyway, for, you know, financial reasons and this, that, and the other thing, I just have not passed off mowing the lawn yet. So I still do that myself. And, you know, I used to love to do it. And I don't really dislike it so much now. It's just that my time is usually better spent doing other things, spending time with the kids or working on business stuff, whatever it may be. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. So I still try to hobble through it. So I get started, and I get like two stripes done, three stripes done on the lawn, and the gas runs out. Oh, great. Okay, cool. So I go to my gas can. I don't have any gas in the gas can. So then I go to the gas station. I go fill up. I come back to the house. I put gas in it, and it's like still not turning over. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And still not working. Try over and over and over again. Finally, it does come on. And when it does, a big cloud of white smoke comes out the muffler, and there's oil splattered all over the deck. So it's not overfilled with oil because I have never filled it with oil. I check it, and it's right. It's got that whatever Briggs and Stratton. Don't add, just check, or just check and add, I think it's what they call it, where you don't ever have to change the oil. You just check it and then add it if it needs it, okay? And it doesn't need it. So anyway, it doesn't need any oil right now, but yeah, it's still spewing oil out. So, I'm not very good with small engines. I don't know if I need if there's an oil leak or something, but there's oil coming out of the filter and oil coming out of the muffler and lots of smoke. And of course, it was Sunday afternoon when I was doing this. So it's like, okay, well, not really much I can do about it now. So I put it up and went back inside the house. Fortunately, the couple stripes that I did do were in the backyard, so they're not terribly noticeable. So that's all well and good. I come in and I notice it's a little bit warmer inside than usual. Now, mind you, it was 95 outside at that time of day. And so definitely pretty hot and pretty humid for North Carolina. And I go inside and the air is about 76. So we have it set on 72 and it's at about 76, which, that's within the range of normal. It's okay for the number that you set it at and the actual temperature to be a differential of, 3 to 4. So we're at the high end of that. And then it's normal for the outside versus inside temperature to be a differential of like 15 to 20, I understand. So that seemed okay. But what was oddest, as the night went on, okay, and the sun went down, and it got cooler outside, on the inside it kept getting warmer. And at one point it was like 77 outside, but 80 inside with the air running full blast. And we were like, okay, yeah, something's wrong. Something's up. So we talked about, do we need to go to a hotel? What do we need to do? And we kind of put that off for a little while. And we're just kind of like, oh, we'll live with it, see what happens. And then we went out for dinner, came back, and it had gotten to 81 when we got back in the house, and my wife smelled gas, and we were just like, yeah, okay, this doesn't sound good. So I made an executive decision. We got a hotel room. Priceline, it was hard to beat. Got a really nice Courtyard by Marriott there where we live. I mean, $127 a night out the door if you do it at the hotel. We got it for $67 out the door, so it's pretty hard to beat. It was a great deal. So anyway, we did that. We left, and about 12:15 in the morning, we had all the kids and everybody in a hotel room, and so it was all six of us in a little hotel room, which was interesting. I took the day off of work on Monday, yesterday, so that I could go ahead and try to get some of this stuff straightened out. And it took me a while to get somebody on the phone for HVAC in our area, which was a little, you know, odd to me. But it did. It took a little while. I started calling around 9, and about 12:30, I finally got somebody on the phone. And he was out there by 1:30. Fortunately, he had a little bit of availability to run on over there and check it out. And he was able to get us going again. He cleaned out the coils and checked the refrigerant and everything. And the coils were awful. They were so dirty. And it was feeling pretty good coming out of the vents. And we had the hotel room for one more night. So we went ahead and let it catch up yesterday, run all day yesterday and catch up while we waited it out, and went to the hotel, slept last night, and just I'm on my way to work right now. So we got home a few minutes ago, and it had gotten all the way down to where I had set it, and so anyway, it looks like it's working. So praise the Lord for that. I'm super thankful for that. And so what can we take from this? You know, I've told a personal story here. What's the lesson? I guess if there was one overarching lesson, it would be have a plan. I think there's probably a million different directions I could go, right? I mean, I could talk about having a plan for your money. I could talk about having a plan for not killing your kids. All cooped up in a hotel room and everything. Man, they were crazy. Let me just say, I love my kids, but they were crazy. But just having a plan. Like, seriously, from the financial perspective, it's kind of like there were things that, you know, that we had to pay. There was money that we had to pay quite a bit that was unexpected between the repair costs and the hotel and things like that. And it's kind of like, you know, there was a time, I mean, I can remember a time, you know, when that would have been a nightmare. I mean, that would have been an absolute disaster. Well, today we have emergency funds. We have funds that are set aside specifically for things that happen that are of this kind of nature. And so it'll train a little bit of our savings to take care of these things. So we'll do that, and we'll build it back up before we move on to anything else, right? And that's just the name of the game. That's how we're going to do it. But like, had we not had that buffer there, then we would have been in trouble, and it would have been so much more stressful. Like, there was throughout the ordeal, I was able to pretty much manage my stress and keep focused on the other things that I needed to stay focused on, business work, ministry work, and things of that nature. I was able to stay somewhat focused on those things because I was not spending every waking hour worried about how I was going to pay for the problem. And I think that there's really something meaningful there. Whenever you're in business and you're trying to grow a business and you're trying to, take the risks. We talked about risk the other day. So you're trying to take the risks that are necessary in order to move forward. It can be really hard to do those things without being financially stable. The first emergency that hits, whether it's a business emergency or a personal emergency, if you're like a sole proprietor or whatever, like, I mean, your business is your life. I, as far as the government is concerned, right? Your business is a part of your life. So you really have to take that into account. You have to measure those things. You have to have resources. You have to be resourceful. That's another lesson I could talk about, is just learning how to be resourceful in these sorts of situations and coming up with solutions to problems. You know, troubleshooting. Maybe I have my resourcefulness from, I learned that from my job, spent troubleshooting computers and things like that. That's what I do on a regular basis, is IT work. So, you know, there are all these lessons I think that we can learn from even something like that. And for me, what I think I'm going to do is kind of try to take these things I've spoken about here and reflect on them and think back harder. What other things, like, what can I learn from this experience? And that might be maybe just a final thing is to say something that I am learning, actually, from the experience of hosting this podcast is that there are moments in life, there are things that happen that with just a little bit of reflection, you can learn a lot from. You can learn a lot about yourself. You can learn a lot about your family. You can learn a lot about your coworkers or your employees, from the people that are around you, from your clients even. You can actually learn from these circumstances and move forward so as not to repeat them. I think many of us live life on autopilot, right? We do things over and over again, and we move so fast, we're distracted by the next look that we take at social media or whatever it is, and that distraction keeps us from learning something based on our experiences, and I think that's bad. That's really bad. When I think about that, like, all of the life that I live, like, there is almost no better teacher I can think of than your past experience. And if you're not taking time to reflect on that past experience, then are you really learning everything you can from it? Anyway, that's just a thought. I think it's important. So I, for one, I'm thankful I'm doing this podcast because it kind of forces me to look back on what things have happened and draw some lessons from the stories that happened in my life. So I'm really excited about moving forward. I'm glad this is behind me. Like I said, checked the air a few minutes ago and it looks good. Next thing to tackle is to get the lawnmower fixed. So I'm not sure how that's going to happen. I don't really have a vehicle handy to transport my lawnmower. So that's going to be the next challenge. I'm going to have to get a little resourceful on that to figure out the best thing to do there. But anyway, hey, God bless y'all. Love y'all. If you think this podcast is helpful, I know a few people have already commented to me that they really love it. They love the format. They find it really helpful. So, great. I mean, I'm going to keep on doing it as long as I can, remember to do it and, don't. Anyway, so I'm going to try my best to keep on doing it. And hopefully it helps. And if you'll just tell somebody about it, maybe they'll follow along this journey with me. And, we'll go from there. All right. So God bless you. We'll talk to you later.